This is Research News from UIC, the University of Illinois at Chicago. Today, Mark Raznick, distinguished university professor in biophysics and physiology and psychiatry, talks about his lab's new discovery. A change in the location of a protein in the brain could serve as a biomarker for depression. That could make it possible for a simple, rapid laboratory test to identify patients with depression and determine whether a chosen antidepressant therapy will provide a successful response. Here's Professor Raznick.
We've been working for several years on the possibility that a molecule called a G protein that mediates the actions of neurotransmitters such as serotonin is restricted to lipid rafts under conditions where it becomes inactivated. When it becomes activated by the receptor, some of it stays in these lipid rafts and is lost to the world by being internalized in the cell. And some of it moves out of the rafts and becomes more tightly associated with the enzyme called adenyl cyclase that's going to make it work inside the cell. We followed this for many years. We understand how the process works now. We understand the molecules that are involved in setting up the process. At the same time, we've been very interested in the molecular basis of antidepressant action. And our first paper on that, as a matter of fact, was in 1983. And we've gone back and forth on that. There is a human aspect to this. One of my sons is depressed, and I became more and more interested in trying to figure out what it was that was involved. What's the biochemistry of depression? And unfortunately, that's remained elusive. There are some genes that may be involved, but they don't explain the story. And one of the other very confusing aspects of antidepressants is the fact that antidepressant therapy requires about a month to work. Now, if you look simply at a gene gets turned on or off in minutes. If you look at what is commonly thought to be an action of antidepressants, that is, many of them block the uptake of neurotransmitters, that happens in seconds to minutes. So what's going on? Why is this taking a month? And we have looked at this from a molecular level in both cultured human cells and in rats. And we had seen that the G protein that we're interested in seemed to move out of these lipid rafts, and it worked better after chronic treatment with antidepressants. Now, when I say chronic treatment, in rats, just like humans, it took about a month to work, but in the cells it was about 4 or 5 days. So that gave us the idea that perhaps antidepressants could have an effect on cells, say peripheral cells, such as blood cells, much more quickly than they would in the brain. And we were able to see a change very quickly in peripheral tissues like blood cell, whereas in the brain or in behavior, it would take about a month to have an effect. With this as a background, we began to work with our colleague Shyam Pandey here at UIC. And Shyam has always been interested in postmortem studies. And he has access to a series of brains in Baltimore where at least 16 of these people are suicide victims with a complete psychiatric history. So these were people that not only were they suicides, but they were documented as being depressed. And we had 16 controls that were documented as having no psychiatric history. And when we looked at that, lo and behold, and went back to our thinking about our G proteins, remember that the antidepressants made the G protein go out of the lipid raft and work better, and the G protein was twice as likely to be in a lipid raft in the depressed humans. So it said to us, gee, this is really something, because now we've looked at humans with documented depression, and it verifies all of the in vitro work that we've done, and it also presages the idea that we might be able to develop a blood test for depression. And what's even more interesting is that the test that could be developed based on this is a very simple one that could be done in a clinical laboratory. It's not one that requires a gene array or a complex series of interactions that would need to be done in a very sophisticated lab. This is very unsophisticated. But it looks like it might be right, and we're very excited with the possibility that in 4 or 5 days we'd be able to determine whether an individual were getting the appropriate therapy. And if not, we could switch therapy. For all we know, this would even work for psychotherapy. That has to be borne out because clearly, even in the case of psychotherapy, it's all biology. That's one of the things we need to stress, that depression and other psychiatric illnesses are all biology. Even if you're going through analysis, there's a biological effect to it. That's what we want to get, and we think that by doing that, we also help to erase some of the stigma of mental illness. That's very important. Now what we need to do is get the appropriate funds to do what we want to do. And as you know, that's been a problem lately for so many people doing science.
Mark Rasnick is Distinguished University Professor in Physiology, Biophysics, and Psychiatry. For more information about this research, go to www.news.uic.edu, click on News Releases, and look for the release dated March 11, 2008. This has been Research News from UIC, the University of Illinois at Chicago.